So if you're a follower of Christ, what is your relationship with Christ?
The church is one foundation, is Jesus Christ her Lord.
Foundations for Living is the radio ministry of Van Buren United Methodist Church and is underwritten by our friends at Fincannon Ford in Hartford City. We are happy you tuned in, and we invite you to be our guest as we listen to Reverend Cindy Osgood, pastor of Van Buren United Methodist Church, and we explore together Foundations for Living.
Good morning. Welcome to the Van Buren United Methodist Church.
I was looking at Facebook the other day and I saw a little post and it said, Hurricane Harvey, Hurricane Irma, fires in the West, bombs in China. Is God trying to tell us something? Could be, maybe. But yet I want you to hear these words from Luke chapter 21, verse 9. When you hear of wars and insurrections, do not be terrified, for these things must take place first. But the end will not follow immediately. There'll be people that will say that God's trying to get our attention, that God's trying to tell us that the end is near, but we don't know. God's not going to tell us. But the question is, have we made ourselves ready? That if the time does come, that we will be ready to hear those words, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant." We're going to talk a little bit this morning about what it means to be a fan of Jesus as opposed to being a follower. So I want you to think this morning, are you a fan of Jesus or are you a follower of Jesus? Think about that as we get ready to worship this morning. Gracious God of wind and fire and flame and holiness, we come to you this day. We ask your presence upon us, but we ask especially that your presence be among and among those who are in the midst of storm. And may they know that as your hand is with us today, that your hand is with them and around them and on them, and that your hand of protection will be next to them. Be now with us, O God, as we remember them and as we gather to worship. May we be your followers. May we be those who will take up our cross and follow you daily. In the midst of storm, in the midst of peril, in the midst of joy, in the midst of whatever comes our way, that we be ready to follow you at all costs. So be with us now. We hear your word, we sing your word, and we pray to you those concerns and offer you those concerns that are upon our hearts this day. We ask all of this in your name we pray. Amen.
Scripture lesson this morning is found in the Gospel of John, chapter 6, verses 60 through 69. When many of Jesus' disciples heard him, they said, "What he says is hard to accept. Who wants to listen to him anymore?" Jesus was aware that his disciples were criticizing his message. So Jesus asked them, "Did what I say make you lose faith? What if you see the Son of Man go where he was before? Life is spiritual. Your physical existence doesn't contribute to that life. The words that I have spoken to you are spiritual. They are life. But some of you don't believe." Jesus knew from the beginning those who wouldn't believe and the one who would betray him. So he added, "That is why I told you that people cannot come to me unless the Father provides the way." Jesus' speech made many of his disciples go back to the lives that they had led before they followed Jesus. So Jesus asked the 12 apostles, "Do you want me to leave too?" Simon Peter answered Jesus, "Lord, to what person could we go? Your words give eternal life. Besides, we believe and know that you are the Holy One of God." Thanks be to God.
Yeah.
John chapter 6, beginning with verse 22 over to verse 40. Jesus has done many miracles and done many things for people. He has just finished feeding the multitude, and they go trying to find him. The next day, the crowd that had stayed on the other side of the sea saw that there had been only one boat there, and they also saw that Jesus had not gotten into the boat with his disciples, but that his disciples had gone away alone. Then some boats from Tiberias came near the place where they had eaten the bread after the Lord had given thanks. So when the crowd saw that neither Jesus nor his disciples were there, they themselves got into the boats and went to Capernaum looking for Jesus. When they found him on the other side of the sea, they said to him, "Rabbi, when did you get here?" And Jesus answered them, "Truly, I tell you, you were looking for me, but not because you saw signs, but because you ate your fill of the loaves. Do not work for the food that perishes, but for the food that endures for eternal life, which the Son of Man will give you. For it is on that that God the Father has set his seal." Then they said to him, "What must we do to perform the works of God?" And Jesus said to them, "This is the work of God, that you believe in him who he has sent." So they said to him, "What sign are you going to give us then, so that we may see it and believe you? What work are you going to perform? Our ancestors ate manna in the wilderness, as it was written. He gave them bread from heaven to eat." Then Jesus said to them, "Truly, I tell you, it was not Moses who gave you the bread from heaven, but it was my Father who gives you the true bread from heaven. For the bread from God is that which comes down from heaven and gives life to the world." And they said to him, "Sir, give us this bread always." And Jesus said to them, "I am the bread of life, and whoever comes to me will never be hungry, and whoever believes in me will never be thirsty. But I said to you that you have seen me, and yet you do not believe. Everything that the Father gives me will come to me, and anyone who comes to me will never drive away. For I have come down from heaven not to do my will, but the will of him who sent me. And this is the will of him who sent me, that I should lose nothing of all that he has given me, but raise it up on the last day. This is indeed the will of my Father, that all who see the Son and believe in him may have eternal life, and I will raise him up on the last day." This is the word of God for the people of God. Are you a fan or a follower of Jesus? I hope you're a follower. I hope you're not just a fan, because this is our life. He is our bread of life. He is our eternal life. We ought to be a follower of him. DTR, define the relationship. If we're going to be a follower or we're going to be a fan, we have, particularly if we're going to be a follower, we have to define the relationship. So if you're a follower of Christ, what is your relationship with Christ? I want to ask you some questions this morning. Now, most of you probably are beyond these, but this will determine where you're at in your relationship. Obviously, you go to church. You're all sitting here this morning. Did your parents or grandparents, were they Christians? Were you raised with your hand at the end of a sermon at one time saying, "Yes, Lord, I'll agree to follow"? You can raise your hand if you want. You don't have to. It's whichever you want to do. You repeated the prayer after a pastor one day at the service. Pastor said, "Follow me in this prayer," and you followed. You walked forward during a run of "Just As I Am" one day. You own 3 or more Bibles. I think mine's about double, triple that, I think, at my house. Your picture appears somewhere in a church directory. You went to church camp or vacation Bible school. Your cell phone ringtone is set to ring to a praise and worship song. I'm probably in this next category. You use 5 or more synonyms to refer to God when you pray. Beyond gracious God. Think about how you start a prayer out. You might be in that territory. You've ever worn witness wear appeal. I saw a lady yesterday where I was at that said, "Jesus is my BFF, my best friend." You ever worn those kind of shirts before? I used to have several of those. Do I need to go on? King James is the only real Bible. Your Facebook identifies you as a Christ follower. Now, there might be some people out there in the world that look at you. Do you have that little symbol on the back of your car that has a fish on it, for example? There are some who are wondering, why in the world would you even put that on your car? What does that mean? Well, let's go back to define the relationship. At some point or another, you've had to have that define the relationship conversation with somebody. May have been your spouse or your fiance, but you met that person and it was for a beginning, a little friendship sort of thing. You met for coffee, you met for dessert, you met for a meal here and there, and then eventually you were going out, seeing that person on a regular basis, seeing them, talking to them at every opportunity you have, and you began to realize that things were getting pretty intense. And you may not have used exact words, define the relationship, but at some point you had to look at yourself or even say to that person, just where exactly is this relationship going? So the question might be, if I said to you, define the relationship, define your relationship with Jesus Christ, how would you define that relationship? Is he just a casual connection that you go to when there's a hurricane about to impend or there's a little crisis happening in your life and then you go merrily on your way and do whatever you want or let things happen as they will and then come screaming back when things aren't going quite as well as they could be or should be? Or is he your very best friend? Is he there in the midst of everything that happens and you turn to him not only in difficulty but in praise and in joy? What is the relationship? Define that relationship with him. Does that relationship depend on maybe what he's feeding you or what he's doing for you or what's happening? A fan, on the other hand, let me ask you this, is an enthusiastic admirer. Jesus isn't interested in enthusiastic admirers. He's interested in followers. He's interested in people who are going to be there through all of it, in all of it, with all of it. Not just when it's easy, not just when it's good, but in all of it. So let me go through some things this morning about what it means to be a follower. And you may be saying, oh, Pastor, I know all this. But, you know, sometimes I think it helps us to clarify, to check ourselves and make sure that we're where we think we are. We're at the place we want to be. And if we're not, we say, oh, I've got some work to do. I've got some thinking to do, some praying to do. Am I committed? Am I committed to that relationship? Or is it just easy to say, well, it's a commitment when it suits me? But is it a full-time, full-on commitment? Is there intimacy? Intimacy, oh my gosh, that's kind of an interesting word for church, isn't it? But it's not that word that we're thinking. We're talking about, we watched the War Room last night. Do you spend time talking to God? Is he someone you can turn to in the worst of situations, not just in the best of circumstances? How intense is that relationship? When there's an intense relationship between a husband and wife or a boyfriend and girlfriend, maybe not to the point of that kind of intimacy, but there's intensity, there's feeling, there's emotion in an intimate relationship. It's not just a platonic, oh, I like that person. I love that person. I love Jesus. Do you love Jesus with all of your heart, your soul, your mind, and your strength? Is Jesus the one and only? You know, we live in a world where we can have all kind of gods. We can worship money. We can worship our wardrobe. We can worship cell phones and all the smartphones and all the devices we can have. We can worship all kinds of things. And those can become gods. But is Jesus, is God our one and only God, the one that we turn to in every situation? He is our God, and he guides everything that we do. Following Jesus rather than rules. Pharisees were the rule makers, and they didn't like Jesus because he didn't follow the rules. He knew what the rules were. He knew what the expectations were, but he was creating something different, and it wasn't about rules. But rather, it was about love, about grace, about caring for people who were less than, who were different, but who were still seen by Jesus as being a part of his kingdom. We have to believe. We have to say, I'm sorry, and I confess that I want you to be my Lord and Savior. Otherwise, we're just a fan. Well, it's nice to know God. We have to make that confession. We have to make that statement that says, I believe in Jesus Christ and him only. And follow Jesus rather than the rules. Follow the rules of Scripture. Oh, Pastor, I can't come to church because I haven't had the dress-up clothes. You show me in Scripture where it says I have to wear dress-up clothes. Tell me what chapter and verse and what book of the Bible that's in. I don't think you're going to find it. But there are all kinds of rules out there about what it means to come to church, about what it means to be part of the kingdom. And a lot of those rules are just human rules that we've created and we've made up to suit ourselves so that we can keep out the people that we don't want a part of us. And that's not the Jesus that we're called to follow. Think of those folks that he called to be his initial disciples. They weren't Rhodes Scholars. They weren't PhDs. They were tax collectors. They were thieves. They were fishermen. They were dirty. Some of them were dirty. They weren't the nice people we might like to think we want to hang out with. But these were the people that Jesus called. And we're the people that Jesus calls to follow him as well. Because we're not clean. We're not nice. We're not always neat. We're not always tidy. We're messy. The world that Jesus lives in is a messy world. And we have to sometimes get our hands dirty in order to deal with the people that Jesus calls us to follow. Are you spirit-filled or are you self-empowered? Is it about you or is it about Jesus? Is it about you and you doing it? And maybe saying to God, when you get it fouled up and you get it messed up, okay, God, I've done my job at screwing it up and messing it up. I'm going to let you take over. Or do you rely rather on that which is inside and indwelling, on the Spirit which was poured out upon you when you said yes to Jesus and dwells within you at all times? Because remember, God is God the Creator, God the Redeemer, and God the Sustainer. The Spirit hovered over the deep. The Spirit was present when Jesus was born. The Spirit was poured out upon Mary. The Spirit isn't something that comes later. The Spirit lives within us when we say yes to Christ. So are you living with the Spirit of Christ living in you and speaking to you about what God wants you to do? My prayer today is that you are all followers. That there's not a fan amongst us. And that you will continue to ask yourself, what is my relationship? To define that relationship and to know where you stand in that relationship and to continue to help us call others, help God call others. Some are going to walk away. Some are going to say, I don't want any part of it. It's too tough. It's too difficult. It's too much work. It's too much. I don't want to give myself that much. I don't want God to know all my business. We all know what's going to happen, don't we? When we allow God to have all of us and we allow God to have every piece of us, it usually works out a whole lot better in the long run. So make yourself a follower. Make yourself a follower who calls others into this life and invites them to follow the Savior, Jesus Christ, and be a follower and not a fan. Amen. Somebody here to worship this morning, you're going to follow somebody home. During the week, you're going to follow somebody else. May you talk to them about following Jesus Christ if you have that opportunity, and help them to move from fan to follower, because he can change their life. And we are called to make followers of Jesus Christ. Go out and follow the one who gives us life, eternal life, my friends. Amen.
The church is one foundation, is Jesus Christ her Lord.
We want to thank you for being a part of Foundations for Living this morning and remind you that every Sunday morning at 9:30, we meet in the sanctuary at the Van Buren United Methodist Church. We would love to have you come and be a part of us here in Van Buren, or join us on the air again next week with Foundations for Living. Also, you may hear this and other messages on our website at vanburenumc.org.
Elect from every nation, yet one o'er all the earth. Her charter of salvation, one Lord, one faith, one birth, one holy name.
You have been listening to Foundations for Living, a presentation of the Van Buren United Methodist Church, underwritten by Finn Cannon Ford of Hartford City.